Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to have Bola in the house today. I think we might have her on the line right now. Let's check. Let's see what's going on here. You on the line with Spay Radio? Hello? Hello? Nobody's there. Let's see. Let's check the other line.
Hello?
Spay Radio, you in the building?
Yo.
Who am I talking to?
This is Bola.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. What's going on?
I've just been waiting a hot little minute for y'all to get on started.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's cool.
Tell the people a little bit about you for those that may not be, you know, totally aware of what you got going on and everything.
Well, my name is Bola. I'm one half member of the group Ecstasy on Grand Hustle. But right now, I'm just doing my own thing or whatever. Been doing it for a long time, been actually on the label for a good minute right now. So I'm just getting into the gist of things as far as, like, what direction I want to go in and stuff like that. So, you know, you do your history, you can find out a little bit about me and where I come from, you know.
Okay. Then the number you're calling from, is a 404 number or 941? Because I got someone on hold. Say 404?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to put the other person on hold because they're not saying anything right now. I didn't want to cut you off. That's
No, it's cool.
All right. So how did you connect with Grand Hustle and everything?
Well, you know, it was basically, you know, it's been a while, you know, and I was kind of like, as the group, we was with Grand Hustle before
mm-hmm.
it became a Grand Hustle, before it became a company. It was like, we was just a close knit of, like, you know, we used to call ourselves the PSC. Well, as far as the guys, and we were the only girls that, you know, would be running with them or whatever. So, like, you know, Grand Hustle just came along, you know, but we met him, like, we met Tip, like, in, like, 99, 2000, he was opening up for, I think, Jadakiss or something.
Okay.
We ran into him, and we're just like, you know, what's going on, you know? We like your music, you know, because we listened to him, and everybody else was feeling it, and we the only ones like, oh, he hot. Like, he's super hot, you know what I'm saying? And it was crazy. And then we went outside, we was like, well, yo, we rap and stuff like that or whatever, and then they was like, oh, for real? And, you know, they listened. And it was just like a blessing because we all just click together, like just everybody. So
okay,
and that's just us, you know, the fam.
Okay, and you got a song out right now with Young LA, right?
Yeah, with Young LA and a video.
Okay, and how did that song come about? How'd you hook up? You know, I know he's you know, it's all in the family, but what made y'all put that song together?
Well, the song actually came along because we were having, like, a Grand Hustle lock-in. We do it, like, every once in a while, like, just with the in-house artist just going hard for, like, a week straight all day. So we was in a lock-in. He was in there recording the song, and I had already came up with the song called Every Day Myself.
Okay.
So when I go into the studio and I'm hearing what he's doing, I'm looking like, oh, wow, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy because, you know, the verse that I got and then the song that I had was just, it was like on that everyday tip. So I was like, let me lay my verse down and see how it came out. It came out great or whatever. And, you know, we're always, like, working together, everybody, you know, me and Young Dro. Like, you can check out my mixtape right now. It got, you know, the whole fam on it, you know.
Okay, how long has the mixtape been out?
The mixtape just came out. It's been out, like, for maybe 2 weeks now.
Okay.
So it's still working its way around the whole country.
Okay, what's the title of it?
It's called Just Getting Started.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Did you name it that because it's your first mixtape, or is it your first mixtape?
It's not. It's my first mixtape as a solo artist. We had a mixtape called Thelma Louise with Ecstasy. It did really good. Like, we ran into character as far as imitating the movie or whatever. So I feel like I named it that just because it was just my whole coming into myself as an individual or whatever, and I'm just getting started. What I'm doing, a lot of people know of me, and they be like, well, you know, what you been doing? Like, what are they going to do with y'all? Y'all been on labor for this long, and, you know, this and this and that. And it's like, to me right now, I'm just getting started. So, like, check me out now. Like, it's whatever.
Okay. All right. How long have you been signed with Grand Hustle?
Like I said before, it was like,
okay,
you know, a situation that came along. Like,
okay,
we met them around 2000.
Okay.
And then we got everything settled, like, you know, like 02 or whatever. So it's been a good minute just, you know, being around,
mm-hmm,
and being family. And we've been grinding, growing as artists. I've grown so much as an artist into a woman. When I started, I was 15, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's one thing. Okay. That's one thing with a lot of artists that we talk to. We talk to a lot of different artists and, you know, different labels, major labels and stuff like that. And one thing that they always say is, a lot of artists start to get disgruntled after they've been signed to a label for a long period of time, and they feel like they're not being put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so are you definitely happy with your situation? And, you know, like, right now you're good.
Right. Right now it's because I had to take matters into my own hands. You know, like you said, it's always, like, issues with that. It's always like a bunch of artists, everybody trying to, you know, get on, everybody trying to beat the next person to get a song or whatever, you know. It's always a competition. So, like, I really just took matters into my own hands, and I started dealing with, you know, other people, like my manager right now. I feel like I'm in good hands right now. I'm happy with my situation with Boss Type, you know, Grand Hustle. We merged together. And, you know, my situation right now is just great, you know, so I'm just blessed for what's going on with me right now, period.
Okay.
Know?
All right, that's good. That's good to hear somebody's happy with their situation. So
why
do you feel, like, especially in hip-hop, I'm mostly talking about hip-hop, why do you feel that women seem to be having such a hard time in hip-hop?
I used to think more that it was like a lot of misguidance, like as far as with certain females. A lot of them never had what we had, like, you know, being around Tip, like having big brothers, Dro, like having big brothers around you who could tell you, like, you know, oh, you know, you don't need to do that, like, you know, or, you know, while we were growing up, because we were so young, I think, like, it's just the outlook on things, it's what messes a lot of women up, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like, you know, as long as, like, you stay hard working and you stay true to yourself or whatever, like, then you'll be okay, you know. And even if you fall, like, you can pick yourself up, and you got, it's about being strong, and you got to have the will to, like, be able to deal with this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said,
mm-hmm,
my situation is so good right now because I have somebody that believed in me. You know, you got to really surround yourself around people that really, really fool with you hard and believe in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every female situation, it could be different. It could be anything. It could be, you know, she putting herself out there, reputation. It could be, you know, the work ethic. It
mm-hmm
could be different things with different women, but, you know, I feel like I said, you stay true to yourself and stay hard, work and stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even if you fall, keep going, you know? Like,
okay,
look at me now. I done came from a whole crazy situation, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
you got to have that strength.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Just you giving an honest opinion, do you feel mm-hmm that the majority of guys work harder than the females? That's the reason why it's like that? Just your honest opinion?
No, I don't think that. I think there are some women, like, I think some women think that they don't have to work as hard,
mm-hmm,
you know, at times because, you know, we got this and this and that. But, like, right now, like, I don't feel that way because I know a lot of female artists that grind it out, you know. Like, I have a couple of friends that are female artists. So I definitely don't agree with that. Like, and it's some lazy guys, you know, or people just take it for a joke, you know.
Okay.
So I don't think that.
Okay. All right. Good. I just wanted to hear your opinion. What if you could, just thinking back to, like, when you first wanted to start rapping, if you could name a song or a rap artist that made you actually want to do it, who would that be, or what song would that be?
I don't know. I'm going to just name a, I really cannot say. I'm going to say Pac.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that just because, and I know people would think, oh, maybe it's a female that you know, just made me be like, all right, I can do this, you know. But it was actually like Pac because I used to listen to him so much, and just the way that he touched me with his music, I used to be like, damn, you know, like some of the things I think of and, you know, some of the things I write, like I want to be able to, you know, do somebody else like that, let them listen to it and feel it so hard the way that I felt him. You know, I was like, I want to get into, you know, just writing and really letting people hear what I have to offer, you know.
Okay. Okay.
What I have to say, so.
Okay.
And it might, and it might have been, the song might have been a Machiavelli song, and it's called Just Like Daddy. I know it has nothing to do with with the issue, but, like, it was, like, the song, like, I felt the song so hard, you know what I'm saying, with just
yeah.
Woman who didn't have a father figure, and you know, I was like, damn, like whatever I'm talking about, I, you know, I hope to somebody can get something from that. So
okay, that's what's up. That's
yeah.
what's up. So who are you listening to now? When you're like MP3 or your stereo at home, who do you listen to on like the regular basis outside of your group members?
Right. I listen, like right now I'm just on Yo Gotti and Jeezy Hard on their mixtapes that, you know, just came out just because I just like to hear gangster music. But, yeah, that's basically what I'm listening to, like, hard. I like to listen to R&B all the time and old school, so that's always going to be playing in my
okay.
MP3 in my car, yeah.
Okay, so how do you, it's a like a digital age right now. How do you get your music? Do you download it? Do you, people give it to you?
Well, how you get my music?
No, how do you get the music that you listen to? Do you personally, like, download it from iTunes or, you know, just because it's a digital age and I just like to, you know, because everybody gets their music in a different way now. Some people still buy CDs. Some people
yeah.
download, you know? So.
Yeah, well, sometimes I have a homeboy who, like, gets a lot of music for me, and he downloads them or whatever. And,
okay.
like, I'm in the streets a lot. I'm out here, so, like, if I see a mixtape or, you know, something that I know, like an album that's worth buying, I'll go out and get it, you know, like right
yeah.
now. You know, and it's hard for me to feel like it's an album worth buying nowadays.
<It's>
so,
<true. laughs>
yeah,
true.
So I just be like, give me these songs for my homeboy, you know, or... You know, get some songs or whatever. So,
okay.
It's basically how I get my music.
Okay. All right. Cool. What is your opinion of Drake? Do you like his music? What he's doing right now?
Yeah, I do. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that it's a lot of hype,
mm-hmm.
and there's not enough power that he brings. You know, behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know what I'm actually looking for him to do, but, like, I just feel like it's not as powerful as, you know, just being an artist, like, when you see Tip and when you see Wayne, like, how people feel about them. Like, I really like Drake's music. I think he's a great artist, but, you know, I just think with all the hype, I don't think he brings it enough.
Okay.
Like,
okay. I see. I know what you're saying.
You get that.
No,
okay, yeah.
What do you think about all of, like, this whole dance movement in hip-hop? Like, you know, from the Soulja Boy to, like, the FLY, the Swag Surfing, and even now, the newest, the new boys, Jerk. How do you feel about those, like, dance-type songs?
I don't feel a bad way about them, or I don't feel like, hey, you know, I really do think that changes music,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I'm not against them in any type of way or nothing, because it's always about the fans and the consumers anyway. If they want to dance, let their ass dance, you know. Like, that's how I feel about it. At first, I used to really be upset with it just because of a lot of frustrations as an artist. You like, well, I'm a real artist, you know, but now
yeah.
it don't bother me because I know I'm going to keep doing my thing, and
yeah.
I know eventually, like, somebody going to get me, like,
yeah.
you know, get something from me, so.
Yeah, because it's funny because I've spoken to a lot of A&R major labels and stuff like that, and it's funny, mm-hmm. like, they actually
say, like, how many views you got on YouTube? How many do you have a dance out? Like, you know, it's like these are actual questions that they ask artists. Like, it's amazing to me. You know,
wow.
The cookie cutter. They want everything done for them. They just want to go in there and put it out, and they want the money to just come. They want fast money.
Yeah, it's fast money, you know, and that's another way that I look at it, and I'd be like, you know, let them do their thing for now. They're not going to be here, you know, but it really just messes up the game, you know, mm-hmm. kind of like, I just be like, come on with it, like, especially when they just keep taking it overboard, like, okay, you got Stanky Lit, and you come back with some other crazy shit, like, come on, you know,
yeah.
I don't mean
yeah.
to curse, can I curse? Sorry.
It's
yeah.
all right.
Okay. Well, right. you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel no way towards them. I just know it's for the moment and it's mm-hmm. for, you know, that's how I look at it.
Okay. All right. All right, cool. So, like, have you been on any major tours yet, or have you toured with Grand Hustle at all?
Yeah, of course. Like, on Dro's album, Young Dro's first album, we was on his album, so we went on tour with him, and we always, like, went on the road with Tip, too, when we could, you know,
okay.
every once in a while, like, any shows he was doing, like, we always went on the road with him also, you know, so we've seen a whole lot, you know, I've been a lot of different places, you know,
okay,
I'm just ready to conquer them by myself, you know.
Okay, all right, what's the best thing about touring, like, if you just name the highest point about touring that you could say?
Definitely seeing the people in different, you know, just seeing the way people act in different cities or whatever. That's the best part. And just like, you know, I like being on the road or whatever and working. Like, I just like it. I think that's the best part of anything. Like, performance is the best part of the whole music thing, period, where I can let loose, where I can really be myself, where I can really bring it to you, what I'm saying, like, face, you know, face on, like, you know, so that's just the best part, period, anyway.
Okay.
And I like being on the road and stuff like that, too.
Okay. All right, so one question I always ask about people when they're talking about touring is, do you have, like, a crazy story or something? Because I know there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens on tour. Like, a crazy story that you wouldn't mind talking about, that maybe you might wouldn't let letting the people know about.
I don't got none in mind right now. Let me think. Like, you know, I've seen some crazy stuff, and, like, I wouldn't really just talk about it, you know, that's how crazy it was. And for me to think something is crazy, it got to be all the way out of here.
Okay,
so,
all right.
You know. Yeah, so, you know, and I can't really think of nothing that's, like, so-so, you know, crazy or whatever
mm-hmm.
right now. I've seen crazy things, though, you know, just with the whole being around Tip, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen women do crazy things, and I've seen guys do crazy things.
Okay.
You know, so.
All right.
I can't even think of a situation.
All right, so I'm sure the fellas want to know. You probably know I was going to ask this. So are you single?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm just into my music right now. And
okay.
if there was anyone, I'm sure that God would let me see that, so I won't miss my blessing. And I'm pretty open, you know, like, I have friends, you know, I'll go out or whatever. I'm
mm-hmm.
not, like, one of those tight butts and, you know, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. So what would a guy do to get your attention? Like, if you were in a club or somewhere out, what type of guy would catch your attention?
The quiet one. Who
okay.
does? Who says nothing? Like, I don't know why that's what I'm attracted to, but I am. I'm not attracted to the guy I look that's, you know, doing a whole bunch. Like, look at me. I'm always attracted to the quiet guy and the guy who's chill, because that's how I am, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm forced to be a certain way because of what I choose to do. But, like, really, I like to be chill, cool, calm, collected. So.
Okay. All right, so for the mixtape and everything that you got out right now, what producers did you work with, or were they industry beats?
I worked with a lot of in-house producers like Nard and B, Little C, and stuff like that. I've worked, what else is on the mixtape? It's a lot of different stuff.
Okay.
I can't even think right now.
Okay, what producers like that you haven't worked with yet that you would love to work with, like you think you could craft that you know, big hit record with?
I would say I would like to do something like totally on the other end and do something with Missy one day, you know, because
okay.
I've had the privilege of working with good producers like DJ Toomp and, you know, that Chip got to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I really just want to work with someone who's, like, way out of here. Like, you know, I love Pharrell forever for life. Like, I'm always going to love what they do. And I want to work with Missy. You know, just get into something else and do some different stuff, you know.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. So are you on, like, Twitter and MySpace and stuff like that? Maybe you could tell the people where they could find you.
Okay. My MySpace page is myspace.com/Bolas, B-O-L-A-S, music page, spelled like music page, Bolas music page.
Mm-hmm.
And my Twitter is twitter.com/ Black Betty Boop, and that's the B-L-K for sure. It's just B-L-K, Betty Boop, B-E-T-T-Y-B-O-O-P.
Okay. And that's you on those sites, or do you have somebody working there for you? Or you?
Oh, no, I'm on those sites. You know, I got to keep in touch with my fans and the people who really fool with me.
Okay.
You could check me out on grandhustle.com, too, like, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. So are you doing? Planning on doing any acting or anything like that?
Yes, that's what I really want to get into. I've always wanted to do it. I was in college, and, you know, I did a lot of theater stuff. Like, that's always been an interest of mine. So stay tuned on that side.
Okay. Let me see if I can get this call on the line. Let me see if they hold on 1 second. Let me see. Speed Radio. Hello? Caller? 941?
941. Hello?
Maybe they're shy a little bit. It's all right. So, but is anything, anything else you would like to say to your fans out there that are listening?
I would like to say keep supporting, you know, me, keep supporting Ecstasy also, you know, because that's a big part where I came from. Keep supporting Grand Hustle, you know, Boss Type is what I'm doing. Like, and just stay tuned because right now I have so much going on right now. So, like, really check me out. Like, go to YouTube or Worldstar, you know, check out the video featuring Young L.A. called Every Day. The mixtape, you definitely got to get it. It's like, you know, a lot of people have been waiting for music to come out. So, like, if you ain't got it, you could download it on Mixtape Torrent, I think, and, you know, on a couple of different sites. Like, you just got to go get it and support me right now. Like, I love y'all, and I'll be in a city near y'all. Like, I'm doing shows right now, about to hit a promo run. So I'm out here. I'm out here.
That's what's up. And we definitely appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to call
yeah,
in the state y'all. Radio.
Thanks, y'all.
No problem. No problem at all. But we appreciate you calling, and we're going to get into a little bit of music right now.
Right.
Definitely. So thanks for calling in.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks. You too.
All right.
Bye.
You broke another money machine? Damn, you boys are getting money up there in the shop. Make me feel at home. From Montana, Shottown, you know who it is, it's Jones, nigga. Bird gang, we born to fly high, get set. You understand me? Hey, L.E.P., holla at me. Focus boys, R.I.P. Laro, you understand me? Some real Shottown shit. Shout to Ruel, that's the OG rich nigga from out there. Real money, 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 you understand me?
8 hours in a safe house counting money. 8,000 when the counter broke down on me. I'm high as hell trying to organize bills. And it's 5 singles, I just sling them on a scale. And I just let the clock weigh them up. Cause my thumb going numb and I got paper cuts. I done lost count somewhere around 100 grand. Corner store closed and I just snapped the last rubber band. Damn. You don't wanna go to war with us?
No.
Trust me when I say your money ain't long enough.
Ain't long enough.
If I wanted dead, I put up a loaf of bread and let the city know you walking around with it on your head.
Look at you.
Oh yeah, all the gangsters eating
all
with
the
us.
Gangsters.
Even though the signs say don't feed the killers. We gorillas in the hood, we stay stunned.
Stay stunned.
Not going squirreling in the club like it ain't nothing.
Nothing, nigga. We getting that money. You understand me? From Chi-Town to my town, which is Harlem, NYC, motherfucker. If you don't know me, then you don't know shit. You dig? Shout out to the vocal boys. L.E.P., you know how we stand up. You know how we get it in, you dig? It's all about the paper on this side. Money, money, money. Well, if you got the paper, you ain't got to
say,
say it.
Nothing.
Just dip up in your stash and go cop the basics.
Show and prove.
Or maybe something fast like a drop to play with. Then tear the streets up to the cops come racing. Bro, rubber like you supposed to.
Worry.
You got them chasing like they orange juice mimosas. Drop a can of shit so our orange juice to roast them. We move the snow so my arm is stupid frozen. I'm in Icky Projects, 20 grand in my dicky pocket. And the plan is to make the bitches drop it. They like my car, one button to make the whip get topless. And we rich is obvious, but if I skip the topic. They say money's the root of evil. The engine running in the roof is see-through. Damn, I know niggas that turn fast. Cause the block got too hot and they ass burnt the bread.
Shit is straight out the kitchen.
You already know. When the kitchen's too hot, motherfucker, don't get burnt, bitch. It's all about that bread we bake, motherfucker. I like mine's well toasted, so don't pressure luck. You know who I am, it's Jones, the city slicker. They call me Mr. New York City. Right now I'm in the shot town. Icky Projects to be exact. How many niggas can do that? You understand me? Trust me. Shot town is known for the millions, the mega millions, without the motherfucking Powerball, you dig? We know gangsters that bury 200 mil in the floor. Go to the feds and come back and boom. You understand me? Shout to the Blackstones, you already know Eastside to you. So move to the G-Gang. Hold my GDs, I see you, you dig? The four-corner hustlers, stay hustling on the four corners, you dig? Hit all my vice lords, I see you. Keep breaking that hat to the left, I understand what's going on. My Latin kings, you dig? My new breed. My SD fans, disciples, you already know I know what that be about. It's all about the struggle and the hustle. Either or, I never let them take me alive. Huh? We gon' ride, you understand me? Shout out to the Chi-Town, we wouldn't have it no other way. Anything less is uncivilized. Eastside.
Bro, smooth with a bang.
Yeah.
Lie.
What it do, shawty? You know it ain't chicken if you got it.
Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it, what you asking? Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
I'm on pilot, a walking piece of profit. And everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm digging in my pocket while I'm sipping this Bacardi. Might throw a couple dollars here, plenty if you smile. And you drizzle on your pilot, but I really ain't beside it. You feel as though I got it, cause it really ain't an object. I'm scoping out your body while you're bending over.
You on the line with Spade Radio.
What's going on, big bro? It's DJ Vic Styles down here in Florida.
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I just heard the female artist you had on there from Grand Hustle. I had a couple questions for her, but you know what I'm saying? It's good to listen to it. I was trying to jump in the one day. The first time I heard your show was when OJ the Juice Man was on. You know what I'm saying? That's the last time I heard your show.
Oh,
I know that was
okay.
A couple months ago. I don't know if you remember me calling in, but I also do blog talk as well, you know what I'm saying, big bro? And I actually enjoyed it, you know what I'm saying, the conversation you had with the artists and stuff.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that, man.
You know what I'm saying? I had a couple under my belt. I had Mark Curry from Bad Boy Entertainment.
Okay.
I had Lady Rap.
Okay.
You know, runs with Babs from Making a Bad Part 1.
You know
what I'm saying? They jump off coming out. And hopefully soon, my man said he's going to try to get Styles P on my show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get more cats on there because I was supposed to get Jaheim on there.
Okay.
My man fronted on me on that.
Okay.
You know, you got that homeboy that says, yeah, I used to sing with that nigga Job. Da, 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 you know. Man told me that. He's like, yo, that's my man Job. So let me call his people to get in contact with you, and I'll give them. Yeah, whatever.
The best way to get people on your show is to get your show popping, and people will call you. You know,
right.
I mean, that's how it is with us. People call us, and people send me emails. So, like, we don't never have to go after artists. They come to us, so... You know, once you get your show popping and you got a lot of people on your show, then that's when, you know, it'll get much easier.
Well, I mean, I haven't did it in a while. It was going good for a while. Like recently, my show, I had two shows recently, and my callers blew up because I called this chat line.
So
these cats, you know what I'm saying? And all of them called in. I even had some cats from Virginia that people never heard of on my show. You know, I text like 15 people, and out of that 15 people, one person called in and had four of his groups call in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I had unsigned artists. I had regular artists and everything on my show. So it's been going good, but I'm going to try to get back into doing more shows instead of taking breaks.
Yeah, you got to. You got to be consistent. That's one thing. Like, we don't really – most of the time we come on during the week, weekdays at like 5:30. So we try to be consistent with the time. But, you know, so, I mean, but – I mean, what you got to be consistent, and people will contact you. They will get in touch with you, and you got to definitely brand your show. You know what I'm saying? You know, with the Twitter and the MySpace and everything. You know, you should have your own show. You know, everything should have the name of your show with your branding. So
yeah, I did that with because I got to say now.com, and I heard of that through Soulja Boy and Young LA. You know what I'm saying? He called my phone through that Say Now number, you know what I'm saying? I don't have his personal number, you know what I'm saying? Artists like that, for example, you know what I'm saying? And then I ended up doing my own SayNow.com, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like with the Blog Talk. My man put me on the Blog Talk Radio because he's a DJ as well as myself.
Okay.
And then I started putting everybody on. I had a Purifier on my show from Slip and Slide Records.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He's one of the many DJs he explained to me because there's a whole bunch of DJs that work with Slip and Slide.
Yeah.
I'm saying he's mainly the one from Florida that's repping Slip and Slide and all the other stuff. You know what I'm saying? I had him on my show and stuff like that. So, and I even had you remember in '94 Doc G from PM Dawn, the heavyset guy?
Yeah.
He was on my show. I got him through friends. So like all the people I talk to, they send me these celebrities.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, cool, whatever, you know. And then I tell them, yo, you want to put your song on my air?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
I got tracks of different artists that, you know, Cass is like, damn, he's sick and he ain't signed yet. I'm like, nah, he's out there. You know what I'm saying? They trying to hustle. My cousin trying to get his album out.
Mm-hmm.
My man, he's trying to get his album out. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's trying to push it.
Yeah.
Me, I was like that when I was a kid. I ain't going to BS you. I was 15 years old trying to be a rapper, battling people in the street every day I got up. My main focus was battling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the library. I'm a bumper to a nigga. We going to battle. And it happened every time. You know what I'm saying? And then I got older. I turned 18. I was like, what's going to make me famous, rapping or DJing?
Yeah.
Where you going to make real money at? Well, you ain't really going to become famous DJing right away, but your money.
Yeah.
I was looking at it in a money perspective at first. Now I've been in like 12 years. It's a wrap. And everybody's like, damn, you moved from New York to Florida and now you got your own radio show? I'm like, yeah, you know, people hook me up and I check out, you know, and I promote for everybody for free.
That's what's up.
Like, I was on my man 24/7 jump off. I said, yeah, I got my man's show, you know what I'm saying? He had OJ the Juice Man on there. I'm about to click over, so I'm going to cut your show short. Sorry about that. Oh, no, that's gravy. You know what I'm saying? And I jumped right into your show because I was like, all right, I'm done talking with these cats. You know, I mean, they're good people. Don't get them wrong, but not exciting because it's more of a talk line than it is a show that they do.
Okay.
So I want to get into something interesting like your show or somebody else's show and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. That's what's up, man. We definitely appreciate the love, man. And we had a lot of people on our show. We had tons of people on the show, man. We appreciate all the support from the labels and everything, too. You know, shout out to Asylum and all the Warner and all the labels that, you know, support us and, you know what I'm saying, and show us love and everything. We definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because I'm the kind of person, I met celebrities. I met Kay Slay. I met Flex. I met Envy. Mm-hmm. I met Envy. He was signed to Desert Storm before he got signed.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, and he was just an arrogant person anyways. And he gave me the wrong two-way number because I asked him nicely, yo, can we do a CD together?
Mm-hmm.
Gave me the wrong number. Then I went to 98.7 Kiss. My homeboy worked down there with Isaac Hayes, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
He shared an office with Isaac Hayes. And Flex was there, and K Slade was there. K Slade was his CD for free. No, we BS for a little bit. Flex, yo, you got a record pool number so I can get some records? He gave me the wrong number, so I felt I was knocked down by Flex and Envy.
Yeah,
saying that I'm going to show love to everybody. I'm not going to knock nobody down until they step on my toes. Until then, I'm going to show love to everybody.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, do you do like mixtapes and stuff like that?
Yeah, I do mixtape. I just came out with a mixtape recently. It's called Blog Talk Radio Volume 1.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm part of the Blog Talk family. So I called it Blog Talk Radio Volume 1. I got cats in Florida from Young B, Little Reek and Slim, Bradenton in Northport, the little small town areas in Florida.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying I got cats from there, and I put them on my mix CD as well as the regular celebrities like Lil Wayne and Drake and all them cats on there, you know?
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Yeah, man. Just do it. It's like you can never do it for money. You gotta do what you know. What I always tell people is, be the best at what you do, and the money will come because people only want to mess with the best.
Right. And see, I met this lady from an entertainment company. Had introduced to my wife. So you know how it is with females. You talking to another female, and your wife's there.
Yeah.
So the professional, which it wasn't on no BS.
Yeah,
it was because she owned an entertainment company, so I had to call my wife over.
Yeah,
and she too, and she's like, "Well, make me a CD because I'm looking for a DJ." Her man got whatever he is in jail, blase, blase.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get short. And I made a CD. A couple days later, I went there. I'm like, "Yo, what do you think?" Me and my people like the CD.
Mm-hmm.
We announced because we need somebody that likes to talk. Because I worked with DJs that didn't talk, she said. And I'm like, well, shit, you found the right dude. Supposed to get at me at the end of last month, beginning of this month. She never called me. So I said to my lady, you know what? Those are people that talk.
Mm-hmm.
They say they want you, but they're going to talk. If they don't call, I don't want to hear that. Oh, I forgot. Or, no, no. I don't hear that. I just want to hear that. Well, you know what? I'm sorry I didn't call you. That's all you have to say. I forgot, and I don't want to hear that. you feel what I'm saying? That's
yeah.
If someone came to you about that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
And what was the name of the radio station go by, big bro?
It's State Radio. Well, we have it's part of the whole. We have a digital magazine. We have SpateMag.com. We have SpateTV.com, and we have SpateRadio.com. So it's basically Spate, SPATE, MAG.com, and it's
okay.
You know, that's basically, you know, we've been doing it for a couple of years now. So, we.
Hey, I'm not sure if it's a firm request or not. But if you want to, I'll give you it. I'll give you, if you want to look me up on Blog Talk.
Okay.
It's under Vic Styles with two Z's. It's VicStlezz.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So if you want to look me up, I'll be on Blog Talk, like I said, as well. I got most of the people that are on my friends list do their own radio show.
Okay.
Like, I got my man C.A. Webb. I got G. Big G from Miami. He switched from hip hop to Christian, so his show changed from being explicit to being religious. And then we got my man Ibeen. Then we got Pure Fire, Kama Sutra, myself, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I even put my man Fire on from Texas. You know, because right now I'm looking for a co-host. That's why another reason why I haven't been doing my shows because my internet's been down.
Okay.
I don't get my password out to everybody, but. I'm saying certain people I know that's going to run the show with me that already has a show,
mm-hmm.
I'll give But I know you ain't going to give it to this one, that one, and that one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, true.
You know? Because the last that he, the songs he put on there, he took them all off. He even took one of my songs off. You know, and that made me upset. I canceled him, and I changed my passcode.
Wow, that's funny.
That's how you abuse a stalker. You change your passcode quick.
Wow. But that's what's up, man. Y'all should come together, man, and, you know, get people to come to each other's shows. And, you know what I'm saying? That's how you can build up your show, get a lot of people calling in and a lot of people checking it out.
You're welcome to come anytime you want, you know what I'm saying? You can also have me on MySpace, too, you know, and everything. So if you don't mind, I'll throw it out there if it's okay with you, big bro.
Yeah, man, do your thing. It's all right.
All right, what's up, y'all? It's your boy Vic Styles on State Radio doing it. Don't forget to check out state.com. As well as my blog talk is blogtalkradio.com/VICSTYLEZZ. And the MySpace is myspace.com/ Vic Styles, VICSTYLES. Get at me. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. And you can get me at saynow.com at 941-538-7921. And the radio number, 718-506-1433. So you get at me. Hopefully tonight and tomorrow I will be on between 9 and 10.
That's what's up, man. We don't ever try to stop nobody from shining, man. We support everybody, co-hosts and other people on the radio. You know what I'm saying? We got to support all of that.
Definitely, definitely. And like I said, I thought your show was interesting. That's why I called back. And like I said, I listen to everybody's shows. So, you know, I don't want only people to listen to my show. I check out everybody else's show. When they come on, I let them get their shout-outs. I let them throw their MySpace and their show on my show. And they were like, well, that's love. I'm like, yeah, because I'm not gonna shit on you. I'm gonna be real.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't try to stop no one shine because nobody tried to stop ours. So
right.
I can't do that.
And to connect on the music tip sometime too.
Oh, most definitely, man. My information is all in the open. All you gotta do is put in Spate Magazine, and you can contact us. We put our information out there.
All right. Well, you heard my Say Now number, so if you want to take that down, get at me on there. You know what I'm saying? If you want to come and say that's to your show, get at me on there, and it'll go straight to my cell phone. And we'll do it like that, you know?
That's what's up, man. And I definitely appreciate you calling in and taking the time out.
I appreciate y'all for having us, for having me.
No problem.
All right, baby.
Later.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Next. Sex, money, and drugs. Round wrestling on the mob webs, honeys and thugs. Took the problem with the Playboy bunnies up in the clubs. But I only trust the homies and know me to show me love from a third one. Sex, money, and drugs. Round wrestling on the mob webs, honeys and thugs. Took the problem with the Playboy bunnies up in the clubs. But I only trust the homies and know me to show me love. But I'm only human, on a quest to find a horny woman, lonely enough to bore with me, face Tony Cuban. We run trains like air tracks, already removes his hand packs, to show you how a real man acts. I ain't embarrassed, but I ain't ready for no baby carriage, especially if the lady's average and I ain't a savage. We be at it like jackrabbits, all my craft matters to catch a breath. If you asthmatic, let me backstab it with a magic bar. Next to bar is a long dog. But I'm
boy Bobby V, coast to coast mixtape. You already know what's going down, man. Blue Collar Dreams, you know the business. Let's get into some of my new stuff, man.
We was cool when we first started off.
Purple haze, got his head in the cloud. I'm that nigga that be stacking them figures. I got that twinkle on my chest, whipping all with that glitter. I got them lotion on my face, man, to watch for the bitches. And even worse, it really hurts, I gotta watch for the snitches. The homie Woozy off that juicy, just got him a chaser. That's everyday life if you're stacking the paper.
Hold on, but it feels like I'm slipping away.
They calling him Rocky, the boy about the weight room. Now they calling him stocky or cocky something. Telling people talking is cheap, cause if you talk out your car, you can die in your seat. You need to get your mind right, homie. Stay up on your paper chase. Stack a couple millions and buy your homie some vape and apes. My head's gone, think I'm slipping, you dead wrong. Your mama needs some black flowers and sad songs. The coupe is great, did I mention the rags gone? A real nigga, not the type you can bag on. I'm in the streets every night and I'm running wild. Will Griffin, but still my head is in the clouds.
So I'm floating now, I'm floating now. My other hand gripping on my balls with my head in the clouds. My head in the clouds. I'm really fly like.
You know I gotta talk to him. You know I gotta use this microphone to speak to people. Or better yet, speak for people.
Yo, thanks for everybody. Thanks to Bola for of Grand Hustle for calling in. And we appreciate her taking the time out of her busy schedule and everything to talk to us. Appreciate the callers. We appreciate all the listeners and everything. Keep checking us out. www.spatemag.com, SPATEMAG.com, SpateTV.com, and also what you're listening to right now, SpateRadio.com. Again, we appreciate all the support we get all the time. We're looking sometime next week. We're gonna try and get Jay Mills on the line. So we're gonna hit up his people over there and see if we can get Jay Mills in next week. We've been trying to get him on for weeks now, but Young Money's been on tour hard, and you know, usually when he's not on the stage, he's you know tired. He's chilling or he's hanging out at the club having fun, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to try and get him in between the touring and try and get him on the show sometime next week. And, you know, hopefully we'll also try to get a couple of more different people we're talking to about having on the show. Nothing's confirmed yet, so I don't want to shout that out yet. But, we have some nice, some great guests coming up for you, as we always do. And have a good day. Tomorrow's Friday. You know what I'm saying? Have a good Friday. Make sure you go out, have some fun. All right, so we out of here, man. Spate Radio, we out. Peace.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.